terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yeah, sons of bitches, we just got off a flight from Australia. It was like 20 hours or some shit, and we just decided to keep drinking binge going. I'm here with Steve-O and Preston from Jackass. We were out there doing a little press tour and a music video with a band called Wolf Mother, and then we had a premiere for some Aborigines in
Aboriginals, dude.
In the Outback, and then we had one at a whorehouse.
Oh, yeah, dude, Preston Lacey. Fucking and Steve-O, we're here fucking for BAM Radio. Fuck yeah. Come and save the motherfucking day, yeah.
Suck on my ball, man.
Alright, so I brought a little party pack, and BAM tried to tell me that he wasn't having a drink, and fucking that shit ain't cutting it, so. I got like the shakes, dude. I've been drinking so hard in Australia.
Did you bring that whole ice thing from your house?
No, I stole that from you guys, but I brought the grass, the booze, the friggin' Red Bull, dude.
Sirius Radio has ice trays. They don't have a machine.
I know. What the fuck, dude? So what do we start with? I know that BAM comes into his shows all professional with the list of like things that need to be done. Dude, our list from today's show is a little bit fucking long, yeah.
And it's gonna be listening to me.
Yeah, dude. And when I fucking speak, you listen because you're always talking me.
So, you know, when we did this video with the Malloy brothers, the Wolf Mother, they asked us to get crazy during the performance because it was taking place outside, like with all these girls and stuff. So, I happened to get this bottle of Nair, and I bring it all over to, and I go over to Preston, and I start massaging his head, and he's thinking it's shampoo. He's like, oh, I can deal with this.
Oh, yeah, that's not too much of a stunt.
30 minutes later, all of his hair comes falling out, except for maybe 20%, and I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, and just to clear the air, too.
What are you going to do about it, dude? Are you going to shave it, or you got to keep it?
Well, I'm going to keep it for a few days. We have that rap party coming up. Just to look like an idiot for a few days, then I'm taking her down to the quick.
Yeah, and we're still not giving away bits from the movie, but if you guys want to hear anything we did in Australia, trust me, you will.
So, the first day we fly into Australia, the next morning I get a newspaper handed to me, and it's basically a picture... It's a picture of me, Steve-O, and maybe Knoxville or something, but the whole article was about how I was passed out outside of a bar pulling a River Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, they thought you were pretending to be. They said BAM was laying down in a River Phoenix-like stunt, which was filmed for Jackass, and they were asking people to administer CPR to BAM. Here's what happened. BAM got so damn wasted that Preston Lacey carried him out of the club, which is being kicked out of, over his shoulder. We couldn't figure out a ride home for BAM, so non-responsive BAM got laid down on the sidewalk. Dimitri's filming everything, and we decided, and she's like, yeah, fucking BAM, I think he's dead, dude. Like, you know, maybe he needs some CPR. So literally people are, like, trying to give BAM CPR, and then the newspaper article's great. Jackass filming a bit outside a nightclub, when all it was BAM was dead. Wasted.
There was no skin involved.
There was no skin involved. Hammered,
not remembering anything.
So
two girls, like, attempted CPR.
Yeah, I was just like, yo, I think BAM needs some CPR, dude.
I heard one dude tried to come up.
That's what we wanted, was dudes to give you CPR. We thought that was fucking funny, man. But here's what it was.
Dimitri was like, no, dude, no. Because he really, like, apparently he was, like, an inch away from my mouth. And it,
oh, my God, like, dude. Dude, hanging out with BAM last night was literally, I'm not even trying to be funny, it's true. It was like Weekend at Bernie's, dude. We were carrying around a dead body, dude. It was amazing. And we're going to show it all on MTV. You know why? Because We're not saying Bam was wasted. We're saying he had severe jet lag.
And remember, when we were doing the interview, we're actually taping this interview. And we're getting fucked with so bad. Why don't you tell the Pepper story?
Okay, well, here's the deal, man. Like, if anybody remembers the Andrew WK shoot, there was a half-hour-long episode. It got great ratings, and it was called Jackass Presents The Making of the Andrew WK. So we did the same thing with Wolfmother, another part of our new movie soundtrack. We went there to shoot a Wolfmother video, and we made a half-hour. Plus, that's the first fucking episode of Jackass we made in 4 years, unless you count the Murder Ball one. But so it's like we got the guys together. It's fucking on. We're doing Jackass and fucking getting wasted, dude. So we got so wasted. Everybody's fucking with each other so much. There's so much footage, and the episode's going to be so good. But it's like the last night, we're doing our wrap-up interview. Bam and I are sitting on the thing. Saying it, and it's like minibar. It was a minibar special, Bam asked me. We got no ice. We got no nothing. The minibar's raided. We're down to, like, gin and fucking soda water in there. Bam's so wasted. He's like, somebody make me a gin and, you know, all these are fucking cups, you know.
Make me a gin and mix it.
Yeah. So they mix Bam a drink, right? Which, like, we're in my hotel room. Obviously, it's got ashes in it, right? And, like, fucking, I had a hooker in the room, too. But... So the hooker hand, the hooker says, no, dude, there's ashes in that drink. And the little PA guy, he doesn't know. So fucking the drink gets handed to Bam, and it's got some ashes floating in it, right? Bam's still wasted. They hand him this drink, and it's clear because it's just gin and freaking soda water. Bam sees the ashes in there, and he goes, somebody put pepper in my drink! Somebody, you've had enough, and he pretty much throws the drink all over nobody but the hooker in my room, and fucking then he throws the fucking damn glass against the wall, smash, you know, like break around my gun. I'm saying, Bam, my room, dude, my credit card, my room. Well, yeah, Bam threw a total hissy fit on fucking camera, and it won't show up anywhere, but I was there, I thought it was funny.
How'd that turn into you harpoon in England?
Well, that was why Bam was on the show with me, because fucking Dave England was—he just took too much damn drugs and fucking, like, you know, and then that's all there is to it. And fucking he was screwing up my interview. I was talking about me, you know. And so I grabbed this big pole and I chased him out like I'm fucking gonna harpoon him. I probably would have. Yeah, he was footage blocking me.
I think we're probably in the biggest hotel in Sydney, Australia, and there could have been at least 500 to 600 rooms. And where did they pair me up? Right next to Steve-O's room. So I'm trying to sleep.
The walls are shaking because I'm screaming.
I swear to God, it's six in the morning. And then all of a sudden, I just hear this. Boom, 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 thump, thump, thump. I'm like, what the hell? He's like, nah, dude, fuck that, dude. Get the fuck out of my room. Straight up, dude. I'll fucking harpoon your ass. And he's like, actually hitting this dude. And then
I was hitting the walls, dude. Like, just near the dude.
Like, just to
get him out.
So finally, it was like the last call after like 5 minutes of argument. And I just hear, and stay out. Boom, slams the door. And then I hear.
I shut the door. I shut it with a double footed fucking dropkick, dude.
And then right when you shut it, I'm like, well, that was that. And then I hear.
He came over to say, what the fuck was that? I'm like, oh, dude.
No. This is before that. I hear knock, knock, knock. And it's like, what? And then the guy's like, oh. Steve, I left my wallet in there. Fuck your wallet, motherfucker! And we're on the fifth floor, so he just takes it and throws it all the way down into the lobby and then slams it. He goes, fuck you, motherfucker!
Yeah!
At 5 in the morning, I come over to knock on the door to find out what all the ruckus was about. And what was it about?
It was fucking... This fucking guy didn't even work. I thought he worked for our production, right? And it was like, we went out partying all night, so wasted. And the guy's like, look, man, I can't get home, dude. Like, we have like two-story hotel rooms. The guy's like, can I crash in your room? And I'm thinking, like, well, I walk out down the lobby with, like, a dude coming out, you know? Like, that would be funny, you know? And I'm like, whatever, I had a rad time with this guy. Like, sure, you can sleep on the sofa, you know? So I'm up to the thing. I realized, dude, I don't even know when call time is, man. I gotta work. And I'm like, dude... Just snuggle up on that fucking sofa and you go to sleep, dude, because fuck, now you're getting in the way of me fucking working. And the guy wouldn't shut up, and then he fucking comes out with, at least have some common decency. And I go, common decency? And I come tearing down the stairs, dude. I fucking God bless you. You get the fuck out of here now. You know, like,
I'm letting you stay in my room on my sofa and you want to talk about common decency. This is my room. This room is for me.
Yeah, dude, and it's true because, like, I mean, the biggest disrespect, you know, that fucking is disrespectful, you know? But the thing, how about this, dude? It's like, we travel the world, we live in hotel rooms, and people fuck with us all day long, every day. Because we're fucking, you know, famous, you know? So it's like, people fuck with you all day long. You live in hotels. The only privacy that we get in our fucking life is behind the fucking locked door of our own hotel room, right? So we're fucking coming back from a gnarly day's work, and I got these two underage bitches. And, you know, and fucking where, I'm like, let's go straight to the bar and drink hard liquor. This beer's not cutting it, you know? And then the one chick's like, oh, I gotta pee. And so I'm like, oh, nice. I'm like, all right, you know, how about I'll take you to my room. I'll drop off my bag. You can pee. We walk into my room, you know, my nest. And fucking she walks into the bathroom. She goes, oh, what is this? Right? She's bitching. Fucking, because the toilet seat was lifted up and there was a fucking ash. A cigarette ash on the rim of the toilet bowl, and I'm like, you just came into my room and started bitching? Well, if my fucking toilet isn't good enough for you, then why don't you go find another one and fuck off? Get the fuck out of here!
I swear to God, like, Steve-O could fall in love in, like, less than 2 minutes, and then at the drop of a dime, like, if you just say the wrong thing,
I know, dude.
I remember you were so into this one girl, and I forget where we were, but you're like,
yeah, baby, you're my fucking baby, babe.
And then all of a sudden, she was like, yeah, you know, fuck Houdini. I was like, what? Fuck Houdini?
No, fuck you!
Get the fuck out!
What it was she punched me in the stomach, and I probably said something to deserve it. Bitch punches me in the stomach, and I'm doubled over. The wind knocked out of me because I wasn't looking. And I go, that's how Houdini died. Someone punched him in the stomach when the wind was looking. And Houdini was my hero. I like Houdini more than you. So fuck you. It's just when I'm wasted and when I had a long fucking hard day and I want to fucking relax and not be bitched at. Just don't bitch at me and not in my hotel room. Yeah. Oh my God, Australia was rad. Everybody proved that they belong in rehab so well.
Yeah, man, it is pretty true. I mean, you know, I'm blacking out getting CPR from people, and then I never would have remembered if Dimitri wouldn't say, do you know how much cool footage we got last night? And the thing
that sucks is,
if I didn't drink that night and I didn't get wasted, we never would have got that cool bit. And, like, you know,
on the newspaper
it said ambulance, we're arriving and shit like that. Like, if I didn't drink that night, it would have just been like, all right, take it easy. I'm going to go to bed and run a movie.
Plus, Dimitri wanted to fucking go out with no camera. He goes, dude, we got days for this, dude. Fucking, let's not burn ourselves out on filming one night. I said, fuck you, man. We're going to burn ourselves out tonight anyway, and goddamn it, you're bringing a fucking camera and filming. And if I didn't do that, dude, then there wouldn't be that fucking awesome footage, dude, of an extremely jet-lagged Bam Margera.
See, I mean, sometimes it's good to be jet-lagged and wasted, and, you know, let's make this song out to Wolf Mother, because we just put a music video for them.
Oh, my God, dude, we fucking heard this song 100 fucking times in a row, and the song is so goddamn good we never got sick of it once.
This is the Thief by Wolf Mother Radio Bam.
Wolf Mother.
tonight.
This is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing PORN-BAG?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
So that was Joker and the Thief, and we just did a music video with them in Australia. We actually just flew the fuck in now. I'm with Steve-O and Preston Lacey from
Death Wish. What up? Yeah,
hello.
Dude.
That's
I'm
a good
sorry,
fucking
man. I
song,
stopped
dude.
On your hello.
So Preston, you have that whole fucking article about me.
Yeah, on my website. TVthemovie.com, www.tvthemovie.com. You go to the forum on there. And look
when's
right
that,
up.
When's that coming out, Preston? Because
world release on September the 8th.
Oh, no way, dude. Hey, man. Who's this? Bam, I have a copy. I'm not supposed to do this. It's so fucking illegal. It's incredible. Because Universal Pictures bought this movie. It's called National Lampoon's TV the Movie. Fucking, like, you're, like, practically the only fucking asshole from Jackass not in it. You know, it's fucking a rad movie. I have it at my fucking house. After this, too, go to my house, too. You can watch it. Fuck yeah, dude. And dude, I just admitted that I have a contraband copy of a Universal Pictures movie. And I'm not saying where I got it from, but if I get in trouble, I fucking will.
So TVthemovie.com, and you can read about my River Phoenix skit that they all thought that was a big thing. Yeah. Apparently ambulance came, but I was so blacked out, I don't remember.
We did film it, dude, and, like, we had fucking Preston Lacey had, but we were just filming such a film, dude, and fucking Preston Lacey's got Bam as a dead body from, like, Weekend at Bernie's slung over his shoulder, and in every cab has the light on, like, available, and they're literally just going, swerve, like, just to get away from... We're in the middle of the
cabs would pull up, and then they'd see me, and then they'd skid out.
Dude,
like, there's actually burnouts.
What were you saying? Bam's going to get home somehow, either?
I say, I was in the middle of the road screaming to the camera, like, I don't care if it's a taxi cab or a cop car. Bam needs a ride.
A taxi cab or a cop car.
Now, you got neither. You actually wound up hitchhiking with strangers to get back to get Bam back to go down.
Oh, and then, you know what was so funny? like, backstage at the Wolf Mother, they, like, you know, the whole Wolf Mother band, they all had their families and kids and stuff there, and, like, we're totally just shitbag wasted, and, like,
even Dimitri, the filmer,
like, Dimitri sweep the leg like fucking Karate Kid, and I landed right on my elbow. I
have total dick move, yeah.
Look at this bruise on my elbow, dude, so I just go up and punch him right in the fucking face. He had the biggest black eye. And all the shit was going on in front of, like, all the families and kids.
My earphones went out, yeah.
What happened, dog?
I can't hear me. My earphones got unplugged or something, dude.
There's
as long as you care, Murray, it's not that big of a problem.
Yeah, so it was a big homecoming for Wolf Mother. It was their first show back after they became big rock stars. And they were just going on stage, and their family was all watching them, and their moms and dads and kids. And first thing you know, Dimitri and Bam are in a playing the black eye game, just hardcore, and Bam won.
Oh, yeah, fucking.
And,
even though he doesn't have a black eye.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, I heard that the last venue that they played in Australia was for 50
people.
Now they're playing like 3,000 people two nights in a row.
Sold out both
nights.
That's
in Australia, where the fucking population of Australia is less than the population of Los Angeles County. You know? And fucking, in America, dude, they're playing fucking stadiums, pal. The Wolf Mother came out of nowhere and blew the fuck up. I, like, maybe it's a world record or something, dude. But those guys were so cool to us. And, you know, it wasn't like the Andrew WK thing. He was pretty cool. But the Wolf Mother Jackass special is going to be fan-fucking-tastic. And there's a lot of meat.
You know why I think they blew up, though? Because, like, I mean, I go to record stores all the time and check shit out. But, like, when you first bring out a record and you start selling it for $10, their album was, I bought it at $9.99 at a store, and I wonder why the fuck is it so cheap, because they want to sell so many,
like,
copies, so
shit.
Then once, you know, they could say, like, you know, we sold X amount of copies in this amount of time, then they could start selling it for $14.99 and shit like that, but, I mean, it is kind of a good idea to just sell it really cheap at first.
Like,
so
Fugazi,
it made me buy a copy. You know, I'm like, $9, I'll give it a try.
No way, dude. See the way Bam is, dude? If it ain't me, I ain't buying it.
How about the 300 students that were on a plane?
Let's do that at the end. Let's deal with Australia, and then we'll get to when we left.
Oh, man.
That's the capper, dude.
That is the capper.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking jealous.
It was completely unbearable.
Yeah, Pendarvis.
Is Pendarvis here?
Yeah, well, you lose. Fucking never mind. Let's talk. Let's make great radio, dude.
What's up, Pendar?
How are you, man?
Fabulous. We just flew in from Australia.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my God, dude. So, like, I might as well fucking say that only because it's going to only air in the UK, right? I was going to miss this whole Wolf Mother Jackass Australia mission because I was on Love Island, this British reality show, right? Where I think it's going to be a complete Fiji fuck fest, you know? And, like, I know how to smuggle drugs, and I damn well did. I smuggled fucking so much grass and Xanax into Love Island. I figured I'd be able to put up with it. You know, 2 days into it, dude, I'm not allowed to have fucking beer. You know, and there are other reasons, but we won't even get into it. I fucking left. You know?
No. You left because they wouldn't give you beer and chocolate.
Nah, the chocolate I was only asking to be delivered to a fucking recovering drug and alcohol addict who was fucking sitting there forced to goddamn watch us all drink because we fucking worked together to burn the alcohol.
Now, who's the chocolate man?
Fucking the chips. It wasn't a chocolate man. It was a fucking 30-year-old supermodel. Nobody ever even fucking heard of in England. But whatever, I left that fucking place, and they're gonna fucking pay me. You know? And then I had luck, dude. I wasn't even supposed to be in Australia. I'm so stoked, dude. I get to Australia just in time to see everybody waiting outside the hotel before they even pulled a camera out to get into this van to introduce this awesome new Jackass episode. And I'm fucking so stoked that I was there, dude. Everybody, dude, we got so wasted. We had to party in a whorehouse. Work is work.
So what's going on? Because I flew into Australia not even knowing what was going on, really. I kind of knew that we were doing a Wolf Mother video.
Well, dude,
the
directors of the fucking music video didn't know what was going on, dude. They knew they were going to do what we wanted to do.
Yeah. And then they're just like, and then we're going to do an Australia Jackass special and a U.S. Jackass special.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we're going to have one premiere for a bunch of Aborigines, and then we're going to have another one.
Aboriginals, come on.
Yeah, Aboriginals. And then we're going to have another one at a whorehouse.
Because prostitution is completely legal in Australia, right?
It's legal or illegal?
No, it's totally legal. That's why on the wall inside the fucking whorehouse.
Oh my god, dude!
It says tips for a more enjoyable visit, right?
Yeah, when you walk into the whorehouse, you see
it's a sign. It's not a list of rules.
Don't fall in love.
it was a list of suggestions.
Another one was don't expect too much. What was another one?
Sex is the most natural thing that the humans can do. Alright, try not to be too out of it on drugs and alcohol.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what he said. Number five. Try not to be too out of it on drugs or alcohol. That means, like,
oh my god,
do a shitload of drugs and alcohol, but try not to be too out of it.
Yeah, oh my god, it says try to keep your body fresh and clean, you know, like,
try is just a setup word for failure, so you're just going down the whole way. If it would say, don't be muffed up on drugs or alcohol, like,
try not to be too loaded on drugs or alcohol. And I mean, like,
I'll try not to have another fucking vodka and Red Bull, but you know damn well I'm gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, if you ask me, you know, like, the three people who are listening to this right now are big enough of fans. There's more than three, but they're big enough of fans to remember that for the first movie, there were all these, like, these commercials for Jackass the movie where they showed, like, shrieking audiences in Night Lux vision, you know? That became, like, how they promoted every fucking movie in Hollywood after we did that, you know? But now, it's like, okay, we're in the bush with, like, fucking indigenous aboriginals, and you get to see them shriek, and those are the new movie commercials. And then there's another one in a fucking whorehouse with whores going, ah! And then that's a movie commercial. See, everything about Jackass number two is just fucking better than the first one. Ah, what up?
Hey, do you think in the MTV special in Australia they're going to show you eating out that hooker? Or?
Okay, so there's this hooker, right? The lead hooker who's, like, by far the hottest bitch, right? And fucking, like, I'm just like, all right, as soon as we get done with this fucking filming, you know, I'm going in that fucking room and I'm going to fuck that fucking hooker, you know? Because how are you supposed to fucking promote safe sex without practicing it? I like to promote safe sex. And the safest fucking sex I ever had was with goddamn hookers. And goddamn it, that bitch was hot. I was ready to fuck her. Right? But it's like, whatever, you know, we're not going to fucking fuck her at the whorehouse. What we're going to do is we're going to leave and we're going to go out and party, you know.
Yeah, you take her back to to your hotel room, which is directly next to mine, so I got to hear her fucking pounding on it.
Yeah, babe, take that shit, yeah. I love you, whore. You're my whore. I love you, whore.
Okay, so
and the walls are so thin, so I can just hear every mere movement.
I know, but here's the deal, right? So here's the deal. Like, we're walking out. The whore's changed in her whore dressing room, right? And then we're walking out.
I'm sorry to interrupt. She had to cancel her 7 o'clock first.
That is, yeah, it was a 3 o'clock, dude.
we started early.
They were not ladies of the evening. They were ladies of the day. Okay, so we're walking out, right? And I'm like, and I'm holding up the band. Everybody wants to get out of there. And I'm like, wait, come on. My fucking hooker's almost done changing, dude. Come on, she's coming with me. Right? So the hooker walks out of the whorehouse, and then she's like, hey, I just want you to know that I'm not actually a prostitute. Like, they hired me from a modeling agency.
And it's like, Come on. You're not a hooker. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not. No, really, they hired me from a modeling agency, and you know.
Come on.
So it's like.
Like, she tried to, like, actually make you believe that. Like, oh, by the way, I know that, like, you just saw me all in that place, and it might look like I'm a hooker, but, like, I really got hired from a modeling agency. Come on.
Yeah. even though there were other people on the crew who said that was true. I mean, come on. So it's like,
she was rubbing her ass cheeks on your dick like fucking 3 seconds before you guys even
No, met. only after I rolled up that doobie. Once we start smoking the doobie with the fucking hookers in the whorehouse with the MTV cameras rolling, yes, yes, yes. You know, that's when she got on my dick. You know? And so it's like, I'm here to promote fucking safe sex. That's goddamn right, because I do it. Fucking with hookers. and if I ate that hooker's fucking pussy, then what, do my lips look fucked up? Because that's too bad, because I ate hooker box.
Did we man get any hooker box?
What's that?
Did we get any hooker box?
I'm not going to speak for anybody who was there, but practicing safe sex with hookers is something I'm not fucking ashamed of. and I was so wasted, I think I did a good job.
Were you actually upset when somebody was trying to tell you?
I was trying my ass off to like impress her with my performance in bed, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta rub her on, man, just fucking hook her and fucking, you know, rubbers helped me last a little longer. Swear to God, I was fucking my ass off trying to impress her, dude. And I cared about her.
Were you ever scared that she was gonna ask you for some money?
I fucking had a pocket full of rat money. I fucking pay her. but the thing is, she wasn't a hooker, you know? There I was.
Yeah, if she would ask for money, you'd be like, come on.
What'd she say she was? She was like a ceramic engineer in the day, and she was a model at night.
Look at her. She was by far the hottest.
Ceramic engineer by day.
She was, whatever she was the hottest bitch in the whorehouse. I mean, give me that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Fuck yeah, dude. And there were other people who said, I mean, when the other people I asked them, I was like, she didn't get hired from modeling agency, did she? And they're like, well, actually, yeah, they wanted, like you know, one really hot chick to seem like the leader, and they did get her from a modeling agency. And I was like, don't you ruin my story. Don't you ruin my dream.
So what's your dream? Well, not a hot model?
My dream, I'm saying that, dude. It's like, nobody gives a fuck about sex. Nobody gives a fuck about, you know what they give a fuck about is bragging to their bros about it immediately. And the story is so much better if it's fucking me eating out a fucking hooker pussy. You know, it's don't tell me she wasn't a fucking hooker. Ruin my story.
It is true, yeah. Dude. Think about it. No one cares about it. Dude,
I went
to the bar last night, talked to this hottest model, dude. Took her home, banged her out. She was the hottest ever. Nobody wants to hear that.
They want to hear about the fucking hooker pussy you ate.
I brought this minion ass hooker home, dude. I ate her ass. Like,
they want to hear about you.
That's a way radder story than hearing about like a cool thing.
Yeah, they want to hear. Come on.
Well, this song goes out to Steve-O for eating out hooker box.
Yeah.
This is the editor's called blood. Radio Man sees 28 facts.
Strikes you down. You're with the red lights. Your side of town. We'll be right back.
How the fuck you say it?
I said, Sirius. Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
Well, that was the editor's called Blood, and that was devoted to Steve-O for eating hooker puss in Australia. I'm here with Steve-O, Preston Lacey from Jackass, and, are you jet-lagged, dude?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You're working on being jet-lagged?
Jet-lag is a new, because, like, here's the deal. Like, we're not allowed to drink on camera, we're not allowed to smoke on camera, we're not supposed to do stunts when we're wasted, even though the best stunts happen in Classic Rewards. Like, you know, like, I mean, at least the ones I film on my own, you know, when it's got nothing to do with Paramount Pictures, MTV Films, or MTV, or, you know what I mean? Just kidding. But, yeah, so now, like, we're not allowed to really say, oh, my God, we were so wasted. And Bam's being carried around like a dead body because he's dead drunk, like Bernie, you know? And, like, so what we're calling it is jet lag. And to answer your question, Bam, am I jet lagged? Not yet, but I'm working on it.
You jet lagged, Preston?
Yeah, I'm starting to fade down.
Now, you know what I want to know? Because, you know, Wee Man, you know, he had some Xanax that he gave us for the flight. Because,
oh,
I mean,
God, I found
a 20-hour flight, come on. You need to take a sleeping pill of some
14
sort.
Hours,
now,
right?
Now, does it take the same amount? Like, if Wee Man takes one Xanax, does that mean that Preston has to take four? Because of the size
pretty
difference?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I have to double up.
Did you
notice? You got to double up.
Haven't you seen him work the same on beers? Haven't you seen him on a three-beer drunk?
Oh, my God.
Wee Man on three beers, he's hammered?
Oh, man, that's a drunk little
bitch. That's when he's pissing on people he doesn't know.
How many beers does it take you?
It depends on if we've been on a bender. If we've been on a bender, it'll take 12 or 13. But if I haven't been drinking, five.
Yeah, because Vito drinks like 20 and then he starts getting drunk.
Yeah, if you drink all the time, your tolerance really goes to hell.
My favorite Preston Lacey quote when when we made that shitty, unusable commentary for Jackass the movie, he walks in there still awake on, I don't know why, maybe he had, you know. But he walks in just so wasted for this commentary. He says, yeah, fucking finally got nothing on me.
Yeah, I had jet lag.
Yeah, let's just say that Preston Lacey fucking would like to consider that he's in, you know, for what's the politically correct term? Overweight? For overweight comedians, like, you know, like, Preston Lacey is fucking, like, more wasted than John Belushi, fucking Chris Farley, and fucking all of them put together. The man knows how to party. Right?
And then how about the mob scene when all these little kids were at the bar trying to drink, and then this guy comes up and he goes,
oh, come on, kids, man. Can't you let the guys have a freaking beer? Hey, Bam, would you sign this?
And make it out to,
and make it out to Michael, would you? Like, you just called out all these kids on leaving me alone so I could enjoy a beer at the bar, and now it was seriously like that. I was like, oh, come on, kids, would you let Bam have a beer? Hey, Bam, would you sign this?
Keep in mind that,
instantly.
Keep in mind, 90% of these kids, I mean, I'm talking girls already wearing Bam wristbands, fucking, like, most of the kids in the mob having either an Element fucking hat or a fucking Bam hat, and I'm just sitting here looking around at all this goddamn Bam merchandise, just fucking eaten up with jealousy, fucking signing my name over Bam's, which is already fucking printed. Jesus Christ, I've never been more jealous of Bam than fucking all the kids. Hey, Bam,
they're wearing those hats and wristbands for me.
I swear to God, I thought Bam was off to the side giving out his own merchandise to make me jealous.
No, some of those kids were going down the store and buying it just so they could get it signed.
I think I found out that there's like a Billabong store in the airport, so they just went there and wiped out every Bam gear.
You know what really hurts? Is that there wasn't any fucking steel beer for them, gear for them to buy. You fucking motherfucker.
There was no Steve-O store.
Dude.
You gotta have a Billabong store, dude.
No, dude. I swear to God, dude. I'm gonna fucking, like, rope some company into making me a pro skater.
And then they were like, they had, like, Bam wristbands, Bam hat, Bam belts, Bam shirt.
Yeah, the store.
Bam cell phones, Jesus Christ, I'm selling everything, Bam.
Oh my God!
Something to sign with me.
Yeah, I know.
So I like the Bam home game.
Oh my God, dude! That story—if there was a Billabong store that had Bam shit in it, then let's just say it doesn't have any fucking Bam shit in it because it's a fucking fuck.
Yeah, but at least you ate Hooker Box, dude.
Yeah, that's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Good.
That bitch knew who I was.
Did you ever track her down if you went back to Australia, or would you just find something
new? No, dude. Australian women are so fucking loose. Dude, come on, dude. Come on.
I saw this Australian, like, penthouse or something, and those bitches
are
pretty loose.
Hey, dude. Hey, dude, check out how loose Australian women are, right? We roll up, okay? It's like, you're not going to have a problem getting laid, mate. Like, I met this one bitch, and she said, like, I'm on the bleed, huck it in me dumper.
I can't picture a hot girl saying, hey, I'm on the bleed, huck it in me dumper.
Which in American terms means that I'm on the rag, please fuck me up the ass.
I'm on the bleed, huck it in me dumper.
I'm on the bleed, huck it in me dumper.
Dude,
that's Australian women for you.
That would get my dick so unhard, dude.
Dude, that's why prostitution is legal, is because you don't have to pay for it. They just want you to huck it in their dumper.
That's so great.
Like,
dude,
regular
there's such
bitches.
A better way to say it, you know?
Oh, my God. I'm on.
Like, dude, even if she was the hottest girl and she said that, like, I'm on my bleed, huck it in me dumper, I'd be like, oh, God, then what a poor decision. Dude, I'm out of here.
And we spent 5 straight days in Australia literally fucking belly laughing, doubled over fucking every time we hear, I'm on the bleed, huck it in me dumper.
Yeah, luckily we got to hear that the first day we showed up,
oh
so that was
God,
the
dude.
Joke of the next 5 days.
Dude, and it will never fucking get old. That is the funniest line I've ever heard. That came out of a bitch's mouth.
Not to mention, man, like, I'd always try to, like, be the good guy and go in and, like, just rent a porn and jack off or whatever.
Except the porn's got no dick or pussy.
Dude, the porn is, it's tame porn. It just shows facial reactions from a dude and then a facial reaction from a girl. It's like,
thanks, God, I just bought a porno in my room so that nobody in my family would be offended by it.
Yeah. like, yo, if you're renting a porno, you're not going to get offended by seeing, like, penetration.
Dick and pussy.
Like, what dude or girl would rent a porno and be like, oh, my God, that's just disgusting.
And
I'm seeing
what?
Penetration. Like, dude, even in Japan, they blur the actual sex part. Like, that's the whole reason why I bought the DVD.
I know, dude. And you know what, dude? If that fucking porn, if I buy any porn and I don't see fucking dick, then I'm furious. I have to have fucking dick in my porn. You want to know why, dude? Not because I'm some kind of fucking queer, but because fucking a porno without dicks in it is like a fucking skateboard video with nothing but fucking ramps and nobody riding them.
That's,
you know,
pretty true, dude.
It's fucking totally true, dude. It's a point of reference, and I would like to be able to fucking point that reference. I'd like to see that reference pointing into some fucking pussy.
Wow. So you don't like lesbian porn, dude?
Nah, I fast forward through every one of them bullshit scenes.
Oh, you gave me one, and I actually
girl,
like it.
Dude, girl, yeah, I said, take
how'd
this
out. How'd you get
of
that? Where'd you go, the Hustler store?
I just did a Hustler interview to promote Jackass number 2. I mean, Paramount Pictures didn't set up that interview.
You wanted to do that on
your own? Yeah, that came through, that came through my, you know, the internet. But whatever, you know. So they show up, right? The hustler lady shows up. And that's a lady, not a bitch. Bitches say, huck it in me, dumper. You know? But, like, the lady shows up and gives me these porns, like, as if I'm going to be stoked. Turns out it's 100% girl-on-girl porn. That's why I was like, bam, take this shit out of my fucking house. It makes me mad. Because it has no dicks in it.
I'm into it, dude, because the worst thing ever is, like, you know, jerking off, and then as soon as, like, it cuts to, like, the close-up of the dude, like, oh, yeah, and then, like, you're already doing it, you're like, oh,
yeah,
no!
That shot I'm not into.
Like that.
I kind of like pussy in there,
and
too.
And it's always, like, the same 5 porn dudes from Vivid or whatever, you know?
Dude.
Like, you know them all. It's the same 5 faces, and they're not even,
Ron
like...
Jeremy's my new bro. I went to a fucking porno.
Yeah, but look how mingin' he is, dude.
I know,
he has a fucking front
butt. Well, that's why he's the fucking best, you know? Because when you watch a porno, you want the guy to be fucking mingin', and so that you can think to yourself, well, if he can get the bitch, I can get the bitch. So that the dream can be real, you know? So I go up to you. Ron Jeremy took me as his guest to sit next to him at a fucking porno award show. I swear to God, dude, I felt like I was fucking went to a skateboard convention with Tony Hawk, dude. Fucking sitting there, and Ron Jeremy wins the fucking favorite adult film actor award. With me sitting next to him, just clapping, fucking so happy. My new bro, Ron Jeremy.
What was that part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation or something?
Isn't it just insane that, like, that guy gets, like, hot-ass pussy?
Well, you know what's insane? I mean, Ron Jeremy's a funny example, but what's insane is that we're at a point in our lives where, like, ridiculously famous celebrities see us, and, like, they're more stoked to see us than we are to see them. You know, like, you just fucking, it's pretty wild, I gotta admit, that even though Bam's richer, fucking younger, fucking, like, fucking more famous, you know, like, but, like, still
more talented.
Yeah. You know, fucking like, I happen to be fucking famous too, man. And fucking like, our lives, like, honestly, nobody, people bitch about being famous. Like, oh man, such a drag in here. But dude, come on, man. It's all I ever wanted, man. And be careful what you wish for, man.
I'd rather it be this way than not. I mean, when there's 300 kids, like, asking for photos and autographs before we get on a flight.
They formed a queue.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's pretty hard to deal with.
You can't make everybody in the world happy, and you damn well aren't, you know? But it's like nobody who's bitching about being famous is actually trading in their fame, you know? Being famous is all I ever fucking wanted, and I'm fucking so glad I got it.
How about Jenna, like, somebody like Jenna Jameson being famous? Like, she's full-blown famous. She could go anywhere and everybody like, fuck yeah, Jenna Jameson's here.
What did she do
in life? She spread her legs open so she could have a dick get rammed in it. That's how she got famous.
I was at a party with Jenna Jameson, right? And I go, I just watched you on Howard Stern. She goes, I just watched you on Howard Stern, you know? And it's like, no way, rad. We have something like, so we're hanging out and I go,
you huck it in me, her dumb.
No, but I said to her, I go, did you drive here? And she goes, yeah. I go, what kind of car do you have? Jenna Jameson says, well, which one? You know, this with this and this. I don't even own a car. I don't know shit. But, dude, she made a list of cars that would fuck with you, fam. You know, she is like the
Tony. She wants to fuck with me?
Yeah, dude. She had fucking everything.
Well, I'm on my bleed, so huck it in me dumper.
How about the Renaday Lambo sitting outside the hotel?
Oh, man.
Rent me for a day.
I think the drunkest... of me being in Australia, we pull up to the hotel.
Yeah, Bam got cocky about having a Lambo and having money, and he's like, oh, dude, that Lambo sitting outside the hotel, it's yellow, it's the most common color. Look at them rims. That's how it comes out the box, man.
Stock rims. And then me and Anna are just in the bathroom talking so much shit, like, look at that Lambo outside. You know that motherfucker just rented it, and if he didn't rent it, he's making serious payments because the doors don't even go up like suicide doors, regular-ass doors.
It's stock. That's an out-the-box Lambo, man. That dude lives in a fucking broom closet, man, because he can't make his fucking payments, man. Fucking pussy.
And Turns out the owner's taking a minion ass shit in the stall next to us.
Oh my god, and then so the guy comes out,
right?
He
heard it all.
And the guy's a big fan, so the guy comes out, right? Comes up to us in the van. We don't want to fucking talk to this guy. And he's all like, oh yeah, and I go, is that your Lambo? You know, and fucking, man, and then fucking he says to Bam, where's yours? And Bam says, which one?
Dude, I was on that bender of mine.
Bam. Only when Bam.
I love how when we open up the minivan doors when we're going somewhere, like, 8 empty beers just fall out, and then we have to pick them back up and throw them back here.
Yeah, but we never once bothered to pick them back up and throw them anywhere. They stayed where they lived at.
And all the people at the nice fancy hotel are just like, what a bunch of fucking scumbags, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, you ain't gonna like or love us, but you're gonna respect us. You know why? Because we're fucking famous.
Dude, I think actually, like, the stewardess enjoyed your company this time.
You know what, dude? I honestly smuggled so much fucking shit into fucking this British fucking television show I did, where it's like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm out of Xanax. But it turns out that I had made like just enough of a little slit in the condom packets to fucking, you know, and the one condom that I didn't get around to using fucking was one of my Xanax. Dude, the worst place to hide pills, if do not fucking get a non-lubricated rubber. There's a lubricated rubber. So I had 3 Xanax bars in the middle of the ring on this condom
thing.
Why
didn't you just put the pills in a pill thing?
Because, dude, if it's not over the counter, the medic seizes it, you know? And it's not exactly
what
fucking
medic
prescribed me. The fucking British television show medic, you know? So whatever, I fucking look at it and I go, oh, my god.
I would have threw a fit.
So I fucking rip it. I ripped open that condom right in the first class on the airplane, dude. And there's this just fucking, looks like a pile of cocaine. This mushy fucking lubricated Xanax. And
I remember seeing it. I'm like, dude, you were better. It was better off. You're like a pill in a jar.
And I'd already taken a full bar of Xanax, but I'm scooping, and it was like 3 bars, and I'm scooping the shit out of my mouth. I took so much Xanax, I was likable, because I was asleep.
You were asleep like the whole flight.
Oh my god, it was incredible. I have no idea how much Xanax I took on that flight, but I'm sure it's more than I've ever taken in my life. Thank god it was a 14-hour flight.
There is nothing grosser than watching someone lick Xanax out of a condom.
Yeah, I had to watch that shit.
Oh man.
Oh my god,
and then the only time I woke up, because I was asleep most of the time too, the only time I woke up to take a piss, I see Steve-O talking to the stewardess, and the only sense I hear,
yeah, babe, I was hopped up on so much coke, but I stopped all that shit.
And then, like, he was just spilling his guts to the stewardess.
Hey, dude, you know, my heart's an open book, pal. But maybe you knew that already.
Nah.
Wow, come on.
Come on.
That's what I'm trying to say. Come on.
All right, so I'm gonna play a song right now, and then we're gonna come back with some Bush quotes that fucking Steve-O downloaded while we were in the first class fucking lounge.
Yeah, the place where they kiss your fucking ass.
So this is him, your sweet 666 Radio Band Series 28 faction.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Tim with your sweet 666. We just got back from Australia. I'm here with Preston Lacey from Jackass and Steve-O.
Well,
and when we were
so
in the first
class. We're in the
class,
fucking first class lounge, right? Bam gets fucked. Bam's trying to care. Bam's got 100 kids. Peggy and Frog. It's Wee Man and Bam, two professional skateboarders carrying skateboards, right? We're trying to check into first class. The lady checking Bam in says, Bam, can I get an autograph for my kid? Bam's like, of course, you know, and so they're just walking through, right? Then Wee Man's got some fucking asshole smoking across the counter from him saying, like, you're not allowed to bring that board on, man. Fucking, you gotta fucking do this, right? So Wee Man says, Bam just fucking walked away, like, with a boarding pass, and, you know, like, what are you doing? So what the guy with the fucking behind the counter does is rats out Bam. So they both, Bam and Wee Man, get fucking chased down with their fucking skateboards, fucking all around, fucking, you know, what are you gonna put, if it's a potential weapon, if you're gonna carry it on the plane, you have to put it in this box. Like as if you're alive, you can carry a gun, but you have to have a holster.
They would not let us bring skateboards on the flight, and it's like, look, you lost my last skateboard when I was getting ready to do a fucking demo because you made me put it under the airplane, and then I waited and never showed up, and I'm not going to let that fucking
happen. Yeah, they have a tendency of rolling away on conveyor belts.
I was laughing because they wouldn't let you check in a skateboard.
And the thing is, there's 100 kids are...
But you could go to the souvenir shop and buy a fucking boomerang down there. You could haul boomerangs onto the plane, but you can't take a skateboard.
Fuck a boomerang. You could buy a bottle of vodka and whack somebody over the fucking head with it.
Yeah, totally, dude. I mean, it's
like
ridiculous.
A skateboard. Who's gonna open up the top cabin, grab a skateboard, and whack somebody over the head with it? You'd be better off punching the shit out of them.
Exactly, no doubt. So basically, our prerogative.
You know what,
dude?
I mean? Like, a weapon, a skateboard? Like, swinging a skateboard around in an airplane is going to be so tough. You would be better off just swinging, like, punching the shit out of somebody's face.
All it was that guy saw fucking 100 kids wanting an autograph, and he's like, oh, this guy must be famous. I better fuck them, you know? Like, at that point, because it went on and on. All our thought process was take us to the first class lounge where they will fucking kiss our ass and not fuck us for skateboards. So we're sitting in this fucking get our ass kissed lounge, and I love those fucking things. And, you know, to kill the time, we got Wee Man on his sidekick looking up, because I'm telling Bam about all, been telling everybody, like, about the funny Bush quotes, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They have 365 day a year calendars.
Yo,
where
Bush,
you rip
Bush,
off, you rip
apparently
off each
Bush says something stupid every single day.
And
we looked it up. And my favorite.
I bought the book. There's a series of books called Bushisms. They're into like volume 7. The author of these books is a millionaire. Because you have 365 day a year calendars where it's like something so stupid out of George W. Bush's mouth makes you laugh your ass off for that day. Then you rip off the day, and then the next day there's three. He does it every day.
He says the stupidest ass shit. Here's one that I can remember off the top of my head. People who enter the country illegally are violating the law. That's what he's... No,
oh
shit!
My God, dude, I remember,
illegal! Of course they're violating the law!
We didn't find it on the internet in the first class lounge, but the one I like is... It's all worthwhile for me when I can meet a soldier who's had his arm blown off and shake his hand.
Oh my god!
Dude,
I wonder if he said that on the podium and then
he did.
Man, I'm a fucking dipshit.
Oh no! In one of his quotes, he says, "Did I actually just say those words?"
No way!
Yeah, he did. I read it on the internet.
What was the one about Katrina?
Oh my god! He's flying. This is him from Air Force One, flying over Katrina, quoted as saying, "Wow, now that's devastation. Imagine." It must be double devastation down there on the ground.
he's flying above the big hurricane, just
like looking at the ground. Looking at the ground.
That's devastating. Must be doubly devastating down there on the ground. No shit, they're swimming around in water.
I think you guys are way out of hand dogging out our nation's greatest orator.
Oh my god. If you take the deficit, the presidents have made, some of them made deficits, right? Combine the total of every single U.S. president that came before Bush, and I'm talking about since the fucking revolution, since those fucking slave-owning motherfuckers signed that fucking shit, you know, like, okay, fucking, all right, like, every single president of the U.S. combined, leading up to their combined deficit of all of them is smaller than George W. Bush's deficit alone.
Really?
Yes, it's totally true.
Is he just effing up that
bad? He's that bad, dude. And, like, the world used to be jealous of America, and rightfully. Now, they used to play or hate, now they just straight up hate. They fucking hate, dude. They're dude,
oh, been, so much worse to hate than just player hate.
Saddam Hussein is on trial.
That's whack.
Saddam Hussein's on trial for his life, you know? Fucking George W. Bush should be. All right, dude. Hey, check out it, dude. Bam's got the fucking this funny other Bush quote.
What is it? I don't remember.
Okay, I wrote it down for you right there. It's my favorite. It's not my favorite one, but it's a good one.
Oh. He must have,
he's talking about going to Iraq. He's okay. Talking about going to a war in Iraq.
I think we were welcomed, but it wasn't a peaceful welcome. What the fuck does that mean?
That means we showed up and they hated it.
We showed up and I think we were welcomed, but, you know, it just wasn't a peaceful welcome.
Yeah, dude.
If it's not a peaceful welcome, you're not fucking welcome, you dip fucking shit.
I know, dude. God damn it. Oh my god. All right, dude. I mean, dude, if anybody's interested in just fucking, let's not make that guy, the guy's a billionaire, he put out the books, just look it up on the internet. Don't pay that douchebag no more.
And then also check out tvthemovie.com,
yeah,
and see my River Phoenix stage skit, which was actually real, and they put it in the papers in Australia.
Oh my god, dude. Fucking, and get ready because fucking, like, there's two movies coming out. Jackass number 2 is coming out, but before that, and in limited theaters, limited theatrical release, starting on September 8th.
Yeah, we'll premiere September 8th.
That's National Lampoon's TV the Movie, fucking starring just about everybody in Jackass except for Bam and Dunn, you know? Literally everybody except for Bam and Dunn and Dave England.
The treatment for that River Phoenix stunt was great. It's, hi, I'm Bam Margera, and I'm getting ready to fake being dead in front of a bar.
I just don't remember, dude.
I know, Bam was dead drunk. But in any case, now with get ready to check out TV right now. Check out tvthemovie.com, fucking like to see Bam blown out of his tits, hear about the funniest fucking shit, and then get ready to watch fucking TV the Movie, National Lampoon's TV the Movie, which is Universal Pictures limited theatrical release starting September 8th, and we're taking Bam to my house right now to watch a fucking contraband copy of it when it's a Universal Pictures fucking movie. And if anybody doesn't like the fact that I have the entire movie on DVD in my house, then fuck you, I'll tell you where I got it.
All right, motherfuckers, we're out of here. I'm going to play this last song, Placebo. This is called Special K.
Yeah, dude.
Later.
Coming up beyond belief on this coronary beat.
Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Friday nights.